Diana Madison joins us. I watched your show over the weekend, Diana. HollyScoop.com is where you find it. But I saw this over the air. I forgot which channel it was on, covered locally in New York. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's WLNY in New York City.
Okay, yeah. So it's, and I get it on Channel 10 on Long Island. So that's
cool.
That's a great slot.
I'm happy you watched this show.
Absolutely. I like to be on the cutting edge. It's my only chance to, it's my best use of our great relationship.
First, I love it. Thank you so much.
No, it's a great show. So listen, Diana, what do you think of the show last night?
I thought it was pretty boring, to be honest. You know, the show was boring. The red carpet was boring. I wasn't that impressed with the fashion. I wasn't that impressed with the show. I won't be surprised if the ratings are, like, not that good. I think more people are watching Breaking Bad and the football game than the award show.
All right. First off, Neil Patrick Harris getting some advice. Cut 21.
I can just give you just like a smidge of advice.
Sure.
Just look around and take it all in. I mean, enjoy every second of this because, I mean, there's a good chance they won't ask you back next year.
You got to do a song and dance thing.
I don't
like you did
it.
For the Tonys. Give him a little tippy-tap.
And then Conan came out, and then Spacey talked. I like that. Did you?
Yeah, that was fun. You know, a lot of people were not impressed because they thought there was going to be more song and dance from Neil Patrick Harris because, you know, he has hosted the Tonys, and he does a great job with that. And, you know, he's singing, he's dancing. And there was only one song and dance throughout the show, and it was in the middle of the show. So a lot of people weren't happy about that. But I think like, the show had a lot of surprises, too, that people were not happy. For example, Bryan Cranston, he didn't win for Breaking Bad, and people went crazy on Twitter. It became a trending topic that how could Bryan Cranston not win for his role in Breaking Bad and Jeff Daniels win instead for Newsroom, which
yeah, in fact,
you know, is not as popular.
You're right, not at all. No one talks about that, even though Jeff Daniels, I think, is excellent. Here's Jeff Daniels talking about winning. Cut 25.
Didn't expect this. The last I usually don't win anything. I won was in a few years ago for Squid and the Whale. I won the Best Actor Over 50 from the AARP. We'll have to move the golden Barca lounger that the AARP gave me for the around the shop.
See, he came up chewing gum. That's bizarre.
It is bizarre. I think that just shows that he was not expected to get up there, but he was thrown off guard. But I think a lot of people were more excited to see him in WW2 than actually seeing him win an Emmy for a show that like not a lot of people watch.
But best drama, no doubt about it, Breaking Bad 22.
Holy man, I did not see this coming.
I've been blessed in the past, and this show has been nominated in the past, but what I really wanted was what we got.
That's Bryan Cranston. No surprise?
Yeah. No surprise. You know, I saw him on the red carpet. He seemed pretty confident and excited. I think they knew it was going to be a night for them. And, you know, I think it's a great way. You know, their show is ending. There's like one more episode left. So it's a fun way for them to celebrate the show ending.
All right. So I don't want to lead you to something and leave out something you really care about. I saw House of Cards. I thought that was – I think it's a great show. I'm not even caught up yet. But I can't wait to see the next episode. So that is on Netflix. It's so significant, I think, because you can't get that on broadcast TV.
Yeah, it's amazing. I spoke to Kevin Spacey on the red carpet. He was talking about that. I think they thought that they were actually going to walk out with more awards. They were nominated for so many awards, and they're not even on TV. They're on Netflix. But he was talking about that they are providing a service to the viewers right now and what viewers want. Viewers don't want to be sitting there waiting for next week to go watch the episode. They want to be watching all the episodes one after another. Most of the people watch House of Cards. I don't know if you were like that, but I was like that. I watched it in 2 days. I couldn't leave the house. I wanted to watch every single episode one after another. And actually, the show is so good. That does keep you wanting to see the next episode and not leave your house and not even take a bathroom break. And he says that he's just rolling with the times because this is what the times is providing right now. Like young viewers want to watch it online, want to watch it on their phone. Even Neil Patrick Harris, you know, they had a joke about that, how young kids, they watch their shows on their phone, on their mobiles. So I think Kevin Spacey is genius. Nobody wanted to buy his show on TV, and he took it to Netflix, and now Netflix has opened the doors for many other shows like Orange is the New Black.
Diana, you know Hollywood so much better. I just always thought if Kevin Spacey wanted to get it done, it was just a matter of where to go, not how. I can't ever imagine him getting blown off.
Believe it or not, the show was rejected by a lot of TV networks. It didn't get bought, and that happens. There's so many TV shows that get, you know, pitched on a daily basis to networks, and I'm actually surprised that HBO didn't buy that show. I really am. I'm like, how could they watch the pilot to that and not buy it?
Especially it's Washington, and it's like mini Hollywood. Here's Will Ferrell. Tell me if you think this was funny. Cut 23 as a presenter.
Unfortunately, Helen Mirren and Maggie Smith dropped out at the last second, and they called me literally 45 minutes ago. And I couldn't find childcare, okay? And we had a soccer game. There was a neighbor's birthday party, a nut allergy. I didn't have time to do my hair. It doesn't matter. It's great to be here.
And he's out there with his kids. That's not funny to you?
I thought it was pretty funny. I think I finally woke up when he came on stage, to be honest with you.
All right, so
I thought it was pretty hilarious. I think anything he says is hilarious. And that was, I have a lot of friends that are going through that now, so I kind of relate to that. I started laughing out loud.
All right, so let's talk about reality TV. It didn't go to the Great Race.
No, I was actually surprised.
Amazing Race, sorry.
Every year it's that big joke. They win the award, and it's so funny. Every year I'm on the red carpet, like, it's the big joke with my team, because every year they come up to us and they're like, they've been winning for the last couple, you know, it's like 5 years, 6 years. You want to speak to them? And I'll be like, sure. I mean, they win every year. I'm like, I'm bound to interview someone that's going to win an Emmy. And this is the first year that they're going to win, which is very surprising.
All right, go find out more and get the interviews. You can follow her at Diana Madison. And our website is hollyscoop.com. Diana, always great to have you on. Thanks so much.